What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are again. Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Thank you for tuning in. And if you didn't hear yesterday's episode, please check it out. We talked about guarding what's been entrusted to you. Similar today, I want to talk about setting the boundaries. You know, boundaries are really, really important. I mean, look, you see politically how everybody's up in arms about boundaries. But more important, boundaries are crucial in our lives. I think life is really in the boundaries. I think when boundaries are there, look, at first people don't like them. And then you realize that they're there in life to make life easier, to draw the respect lines, to draw, you know. Can I tell you what I learned early on in life? That no was one of the most powerful words I could ever use. Boundaries, you know, boundaries. We don't have to worry about pleasing people when we can just say no. It's one of the most powerful words. Hey, can you do it? Nope. It's one of the most powerful words because boundaries are important. You protect that, right? You fight for those things, right? You guard that ground in your life. You build walls in healthy ways, boundaries around you so you don't. In life, for our children, we build boundaries. Right? You don't do this. You don't do that. You don't go here. You don't go there. Period. Drugs are bad. That's a bound. Don't cross that line. You'll be in trouble. And so I think today boundaries are lacking. And for us to really touch heaven and change this earth, we've got to have healthy boundaries. We've got to have markers in our lives that are protecting what God's trying to do in our hearts. I was thinking about a story just for the sake of time. We're probably just going to quickly allude to it. But basically, God visits Moses in this story. And he tells him, I'm coming down from Mount Sinai. And before I do, tell the people to cleanse themselves. Tell them to get holy. Tell them to get right. They're going to hear a trumpet. Kind of weird, the prophetic analogies here. They're going to hear a trumpet. And I'm going to show up. And when I do, they better be clean. Tell them to wash their clothes. Every single spot. As we know, the Bible in 1 Thessalonians 4 says he's coming again. And there'll be the sound of a trumpet, right? And we know he's coming for a church that is a snaggletooth crackhead. No, he's coming for a bride without spot or wrinkle. So the Lord tells Moses, look, you better get these people ready. I'm coming back and I'm going to visit and they better be clean. They better wash their clothes. And then he says this, seal the mountain off. Set the barriers and build the fences around. Because wherever you place those barriers, it will be the foot of the mountain. And tell the people that they cannot pass those barriers. And if they do pass the barriers that Moses is being told to put in place, if those people that I'm asking to be clean, if those people do so much as put one foot on the other side of that boundary, I will kill them. Legit. This isn't like you're going to go to prison and be in a detention center. I'm taking your life if you live outside of this boundary. When the trumpet sounds, you better be on the right side. And Moses, the interesting, there's so many things we're going to unpack in this in the next episode here. The first thing we need to realize is the Lord told Moses, set the boundaries. Set the boundaries. God didn't say, here's the boundaries. He said, set the boundaries. Spend time with me, know my heart, and set the boundaries. I'm calling you to be the deliverer. I'm calling you to be the chosen one. I'm telling you to guard the people. And I'm telling you, find the boundaries. And whatever boundary you set, I'm going to back you up. Whatever thing you say it is, I'm with you. Figure it out. Set the boundary. I'm giving you the power to set the boundary. And Moses was given this responsibility now to guard these people. Can you imagine the Lord's like, wherever you put the fence, I'm going to kill them if they go on the other side of it. Good luck, set the boundary. What? Moses was given the responsibility and the opportunity to set boundaries. And I'm telling you that in your life today, you are the Moses of your family. You are the Moses of your job. You are the Moses of your faith. And God today is telling you, set the boundary. And being a Moses of your family means that you're going to have to hear more about it after the break. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about setting boundaries. God came to Moses and said, set the boundaries, and I'm going to back them up. And look, the Bible says, the God told Moses, the trumpet's going to sound, I'm going to return, these people better be ready. Living with urgency, living with boundaries. The Lord says in 1 Thessalonians 4 that he's going to come back again, and the trumpet's going to sound, and he's coming back for a church that is without spot or wrinkle. So many prophetic analogies here. Do we live with that urgency? Do we live with the feeling of responsibility to build borders and build boundaries that we're going to live in? I'm not sure of that. Dr. Brian Simmons went to the jungle for like 8 years, and I mean, not jungle today, where you got cell phones and computer. I'm talking about jungle when there was like no food, no water, you know, poop in a hole, no sign of anybody on the outside world. And I remember one time I was driving in his Acura heading to the Bronx, the stadium to watch the Yankees. And it was just me and him. And I decided to ask a few questions. And I remember saying, I had two questions. Why would you ever go to the jungle? And why would you ever come to New England and have a church? The jungle one opened my eyes. He said, look, we knew that God was coming again. And we wanted to usher in his return. And the Bible says that he's not coming until all the world has heard the gospel. And he said, why am I going to tell people twice when there's people who've never heard once? And he picked a place on the map that was the darkest. No, there was tribes that didn't even speak a language people knew. And he went to that village and he taught them and he converted their language into a Bible that they have today, right? I mean, gosh, what is our faith doing? But you know what? It was an urgency. The trumpet's going to sound. He's coming again. I've got to live with more urgency. I've got to go. We've got to tell them. We've got to get the message out. We've got to live with urgency. So few people live with urgency today. So few people live with boundaries where there's anything in their life, any fence worth honoring, anything worth living urgent for. And I mean, think about it. Where did the mountain start? It didn't. Moses decided that. Moses was the leader, so are you. You are the pastor. You are the leader. You are the Moses for your family, your generation, your grandkids, your job, your school. And you decide where the boundary line goes. That's hard. If barriers are preparing you for visitation, can you be responsible with it? Listen, people do good when there's controversy, when there's trials, when everybody's against you. people rarely handle options. The church in China flourished in persecution. The church in America perished because of abundance and options. Few people can handle and be entrusted with options. Today, you got options. Where are you going to build that barrier line? Where is it going to look? Where, for your family, where's that barrier? Where are you setting up the boundaries? Where are you setting up the border? This is the border of our family. This is the border of where we are. This is the border of what we believe. What are your do we even have barriers? See, when I raise my kids, I'm not worried about other people's barriers. You can't focus on what the neighbor's doing. I don't care what people do three houses down. That's not our barriers. I found people that had successful kids that raised them in the ways of God. And I said, show me your barriers. Teach me the recipe. Show me what your barriers were. I don't want to choke the life out of my kids, but I want to set boundaries and let my son know within here, be free. Go out there, you're going to die. Nothing is good waiting for you out there. Here's the boundaries. Here's where we live. Here's the structure on how we're going to breathe. And so few people today set the boundaries for their own home. So few people let their what the moral compass is today. You got teenagers partying, having access to pornography like never before. You have young people from the touch of a button can see the most ridiculous, ashamed, scary things in the world. And there's no barriers. There's no borders. It's just free for all. Whatever you want to do, that is destructive. Teenagers want to party. They want to get drunk. They want to just have many partners. Yeah, there's no boundaries. There's no barriers. You're going to get caught. And you know what's left for you? The Bible says the enemy wants to steal, kill, rob, and destroy. He wants to kill you. There's no barriers. There's no barriers. There's no healthy gates to help you succeed. And when we live with a Christian life without borders, you're going to be infiltrated with darkness. Bottom line, when you set healthy boundaries, God can move in your life. We somewhere over time, it's been known as a bad thing, these boundaries. No, friends, it's what separates us. It's what sets us apart from the world. There is so much to get into. I can't even cover it in this episode. Join us for the second part of this tomorrow. We love you. Start building those boundaries, baby. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.